sitting, standing, walking, running. All of these things have been named good for you and bad for you all at the same time, because let's face it, science usually out there to help us, but a lot of times all the studies and the research that come out for basic life things can make you so confused that you don't know what to do. Should I sit? Should I stand? Should I walk? Should I run? But not too many times. Should I run earlier in the day or later? I don't know. I should sleep, but how much longer should I be sleeping for? I better not oversleep because I'll die. Ah! That's why we are doing a new segment that we called Good For You, Bad For You.
Science is just always a lie, Allie. Science is a hoax. So if you hadn't figured that out, evolution is a hoax, science is a hoax, all of these, you know. So just, I actually, all of these things are lies. People don't actually do research, and it's all a lie.
Well, according to the president, science doesn't know. So there you go.
Science doesn't know.
Science doesn't always know.
But he does, because he's immune.
That's true. He's immune, by the way. He's a superhero now. Okay. One of the first examples that I will give you, Dr. James, is neck gaiters. You know, those little cloth necklaces that people started wearing when the pandemic hit. Those seemed to be just a fine way to prevent germs. Then it got added to a list of one of the least effective masks that you can use. In fact, I think it was even compared to just breathing regular air. It was worse than not having a mask. Now, according to another new study, it's good for you again, and it's just as effective as a regular mask. I don't know if you can weigh in on that before we actually get into good for you, bad for you, but I'm confused.
Depends on the gator.
All
gators are created equally. Right, I know. I'm hedging my bets here. Not really, though. It really does depend on the gator and what it's made out of. Because you can just sort of grab any old piece of fabric and throw it around your neck and pull it up over your mouth and preferably also your nose and call it a neck gaiter. But if it's not like specific types of materials, it could actually end up being worse.
Okay. What about naps, James? Naps. I feel like I see studies every single week about short naps being good for you or long naps. There have been a lot of studies and research done about naps and whether or not they're good for you. It tends to waffle back and forth every week. But this week, this day, this moment, Dr. James, are they good for you or bad for you?
Not only this moment, but forever. Through the end of time, naps will be good for you.
All right. Well, you're sort of wrong, because right now the latest that I'm reading is that specifically long naps are bad for you. Anything over 60 minutes.
Long naps are short. Long
naps. I'm getting myself confused. Long naps are bad for you. Anything over 60 minutes, according to a new study, is associated with a 30% greater risk of all-cause death and 34% higher likelihood of heart disease. So 59 minutes, you're cool.
Oh,
61
God.
Minutes, bad news bears.
Wow. Now, I do know a lot of the research about naps, but you really only need about 20 minutes. You actually don't gain a bunch between 20 minutes and like 45 or an hour. So if you really do need to nap, just shoot for that like 20, 25 minutes, you're good to go.
Interesting. All right. We'll add that to the list then. Coffee. Now, where do you think we're at with coffee? That is something that I always hear is good for you in moderation, but it also depends on what time of day you drink it, how much you drink it, what kind of coffee you're drinking. In this moment, Dr. James, is coffee good for you still, or is it now bad for you again?
Good for you, but I'm going to tell you why I'm the worst person to play this game.
Yeah, because you know all the studies.
I know, right. Like, it depends on what you're talking about. Is coffee good for people to sleep better? Is coffee good for anxiety and mental health? No. Is coffee actually really been studied to be have some protective effects against things like early onset dementia? Yes, it's very interesting. So it depends on what you want your outcome to be. I'm just going to settle on good for you.
All right. This week, it is good for you. Coffee is still good for you as long as you drink it an hour after waking up. If you drink it as soon as you wake up, it's bad because it screws up your cortisol. If you drink too much coffee, it can be bad for your heart, I believe. And if you drink too hot coffee, it could be cancerous.
Or it could just be bad for burning your tongue.
Exactly. But good for lawsuits.
See, it depends on what you want your outcome to be.
Guess what we're learning here is that everything is both, and you should just do whatever the hell you want. Right, James?
What about DTS? Good for you or bad for you?
Let's go to break.